hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Monday presentation of the National Intel Report on this 19th day of February, 2007. Coming up on today's program, at the bottom of the hour, I have Paul Fromm coming on. And if you don't know who Paul Fromm is, he is the gentleman that is up in Canada. He is the Canadian Association for Free Expression.
Studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in.
And why am I getting killed a computer? Because obviously something was firing there. It's strange listening to myself talk in my earphones and hear myself talking taped or Memorex, however it is. At any rate, so that'll be coming up in the bottom of the half hour here. And Ernst Zundel, ladies and gentlemen, people kind of had the idea that Ernst Zundel, the evil Holocaust denier, was going to go home. Well, no, he's found a new home. And basically, I would consider this to be a death sentence. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Why? Well, he had the audacity to use freedom of expression, publicly state his own opinion. And for that, you are summarily smacked down in this world today if you do not go along with the status quo. And if you're not WPC, worldly politically correct. We will get more of this from our guest coming up, Paul Fromm, as I stated, from the Canadian Association of Free Expression. The hate crime, ladies and gentlemen, is, as we've learned a couple of days ago by Reverend Ted Pike, that is hot off the presses once again, and it is in our Congress critter's hands in Washington, D.C. We face obliteration, ladies and gentlemen. The political statement on that is the slippery slope. You know, I never liked that term, because that's what a politician says when he knows that politics are going in the wrong direction. And it's basically a sleigh ride to hell. Forget the snow. It's going to be a real bumpy ride and real hot at your destination. That's where we're headed in this country, ladies and gentlemen, if they do pass the hate crime laws. Look at it, Canada. Look what they did there. Look what they did in Germany. You know, whether you applaud Ernst Zundel, whether you don't, whether you like the man, whether you hate the man, well, that's the whole point, isn't it? For you to have your own judgments and reservation, but to also freely express your opinion without threat of prison. Sad days. We'll bring up Paul Fromm at the bottom of this hour. I want to get into, and this is really fantastic, Canada's progressive newspaper. Come out with a researcher compares 9/11 to Reichstag fire in Nazi Germany by Richard Dolan. We'll get into that right after this.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
From Canadian National Newspaper, this is a shocker, ladies and gentlemen. From a country that deported Ernst Zundel. What are you showing me that for? I'm sorry, what? 412 what? Oh, okay, yeah, all right, fine, okay. I don't know what you were showing me there. And you have this penchant for interrupting me when I'm trying to collect my thoughts and do a radio program. That's all right. One of these days I'm gonna switch sides. I'm going to produce the show, and you're going to come in here and talk. Yeah, okay. At any rate, researcher compares 9/11 to Reichstag fire in Nazi Germany. Richard M. Dolan, folks, and keep in mind that this is going out in a Canadian national newspaper, and this is important. Back in 1933, Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany. He never actually received a majority of the German vote. Although his party had received the largest plurality in the most recent paramilitary elections. Thus, in January of 1933, the ancient, revered, and decrepit Paul von Hindenburg, president of Germany, appointed Hitler as chancellor. A little more than a month later, the German parliament building known as the Reichstag was in flames. Arson. Hermann Göring, director of the National Police and the number two man in the Nazi Party, immediately proclaimed this to be the work of the communist. an easily confused and not very intelligent man, a foreigner, Dutch and communist, who was at the scene and had been goaded into the deed by the Nazis, confessed everything and was executed. In fact, the best evidence indicates that Goering, Joseph Goebbels, and Reinhard Heydrich planned the whole thing. The result was the infamous Enabling Act that gave Hitler dictatorial and extreme powers, supposedly temporary to meet the current crisis. The crisis happened to last for 12 years. What I'm saying is that 9/11 appears to be America's version of the Reichstag fire. The silent watchdog and invisible fascism, people who live in their little private Idaho, read all this with such incredulity. Why? Well, why isn't any of this in the major media? Wouldn't the press just love such a scoop? The answer is no, of course. That people can still believe this about their media is something that I continue to marvel at, but in case, dear reader, you're still not getting it, it's time to wake up. The USA Patriot Act context. Americans have lived with the Patriot Act for more than 4 years. A few people have voiced their concerns about the loss of their Fourth Amendment right to privacy. For those who want a refresher, this is a complete amendment which went into effect. The right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by the oath of affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The 400-page Patriot Act, H.R. 3162, completely overturns this amendment, which has been the cornerstone of the American right to privacy for more than 200 years. The Patriot Act was rushed through Congress within weeks of 9/11. It was certainly written before 9/11, waiting in the wings, so to speak. The members of Congress rivaled the wisdom of Homer Simpson, who, when once faced with a waiver to sue for damages from the dreaded Mr. Burns and his team of lawyers, stated courageously, "I'm not signing anything until I read it or somebody gives me the gist of it." The Patriot Act is bad, very bad. The carefully worded Section 213, for example, provides for the infamous ability to sneak and peek. It establishes the ability to issue secret warrants for any federal crime, not just terrorism, and indeed to extend the secrecy indefinitely. Police can break in, examine and remove or alter items, and can do this without ever presenting owners with a warrant detailing what they were entitled to do. The USA Patriot Act also allows authorities to examine your medical, financial, educational, and even library records, whether or not they show any evidence of a crime. Credit reporting firms must also disclose to the FBI any information that agents request in connection with a terrorist investigation without the need for a court order. In the past, this was only permitted in espionage cases. And just what constitutes terrorism these days? Your guess is as good as mine. It gets worse. For now, we also live in the Intelligence Reform Act, passed in December of 2004, an even more mammoth piece of legislation which continues the assault on the right of American citizens. For instance, it enables the president to select top intelligence positions without Senate confirmation. As writer Mike Whitney put it, this is an invitation to create his personal security apparatus without congressional interference. It also enables the new intelligence director to exempt his office from audits and investigations. It eliminates provisions to ensure that Congress receives timely access to intelligence. It allows the White House Office of Management and Budget to screen testimony before the intelligence director presents it to the Congress. Thus, the president, including the current one, can stonewall or selectively present information to Congress. Whistleblower protections were removed from the bill, so that federal employees cannot report on their superiors. Amazingly, it also hides the entire intelligence budget from congressional scrutiny. Misprint. Finally, as Whitney points out, the intelligence director shall have the authority to direct or undertake electronic surveillance and physical search operations pursuant to FISA if authorized by statute or executive order. Yes, that's an executive order. Mass media complicity and collusion with the elites? This guy in Canada nails it. The U.S. major media was silent on these issues. Indeed, our major media is a crucial part of the problem. It has become the watchdog that doesn't bark. I've written about this a number of times, talk about this long enough, and you begin to feel as though you're howling into a vacuum, which is essentially the case. Just remember the words of a longtime publisher of the Washington Post, Catherine Graham, in 1988. She said, "There are some things that the general public does not need to know and shouldn't. I believe democracy flourishes when the government can take legitimate steps to keep its secrets and when the press can decide whether to print what it knows." Now, that's some interesting take on the idea of democratic rule. It is also a statement that our major media have taken to heart. Fascist aspirations for empire through privatization and globalization is destroying constitutional democratic ideals of America as a republic. I am astounded that a Canadian newspaper writer is writing this and not one in any major newspaper outlet in this country dares to print or the editors will allow to go through. He says there are, of course, the obvious culprit, finally and widely acknowledged these days. This is the spirit and reality of empire, which has provided a none too subtle knife in the back. Since the days of Rome, people have understood the incompatibility of constitutional-oriented republican institutions with the tools of conquest and empire. By the time of Caesar, for instance, Roman rule stretched throughout the Mediterranean, dominating people as diverse as those under American military hegemony today. The problem back then was that the old Roman Senate, already with five centuries of history behind it, was designed for ruling Romans in Rome. The Senate managed well enough during Rome's conquest of Italy in the 3rd century BC and even during the pivotal Punic Wars with Carthage, but ruling far away, lands like Gaul and Egypt were not so simple. Caesar knew this as well as anyone. Solution: end the Republic and the creation of such offices as dictator for life. Then after his assassination, emperor. Indeed, we may wish to remember that Caesar's successor, his nephew, the Emperor Augustus, stated that his own absolute rule was only temporary and that he eventually intended to restore the Republic. Ultimately, republics cannot wear the armor of empire. That is because two central principles of Republican philosophy, freedom and self-government, wither under its own weight. Empires mean war. War means the stifling of dissent and constriction of free thought at home. This happens every time. Repeat, every time. It has happened in America today. Freedom of expression is a meaningless concept if everyone thinks the same. It is how dissenters are treated that enables us to measure how free a society is. Empires also prevent people from governing themselves. That's because wars destroy truth. Without freedom of information from the elected and appointed leaders of our government, that is, without truth, how can the people rule? This was a point heavily emphasized by America's founding fathers. An enlightened citizenry, wrote Jefferson, is indispensable for the proper functioning of a republic. Madison agreed. The diffusion of knowledge is the only true guardian of liberty. But as Philip Knightley observed in his classic study on the subject, the first casualty in war is truth. The fact is, once again, in evidence regarding America's current fiascos in Iraq and Afghanistan. The so-called war on terror is simply the latest manifestation of a new order of things, of what we may call a permanent warfare state. In such a situation, the old constitutionally oriented republican virtues of freedom and self-government cannot survive. One might argue that empires don't have to result in reduction of the rights at home. Look at Britain. Not a republic, of course, but at least a liberal monarchy. The British Empire spread around the world, and the Brits enjoyed a higher degree of freedom than many other people, at least during the empire's heyday during the 19th century. Now, that's true, but the other side of it is that we don't know how free the British people would have been without empire. And let us not forget that there was also a great deal of unfreedom in Britain, even during glory days of Britannia. The American empire, lest you doubt that America is indeed a bona fide empire that garrisons the world, consider that according to the Pentagon itself, the U.S. military has 860 bases in 41 countries. That's 20% of all the nations on planet Earth. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. I'll finish this out and bring up our guest today, Paul Fromm from Canada. We'll be talking about, the non-existent First Amendment of expression. Your opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Might be like belly buttons, everybody has one, but don't speak it or you might go to jail.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Paul Fromm is in a conference in Canada, and as soon as he is out of that, kill the music. I can tell it's Monday. At any rate, he'll be joining us as soon as he is out of conference. Now, continuing with this story that the Canadian National newspaper ran, which is absolutely on point, on target, and its stories. Consider that this is running in Canadian newspapers, and you're not going to see this in any American newspapers, at least maybe small independent newspapers, but none of your major medias. He says, the American empire, lest you doubt that America is indeed a bona fide empire that garrisons the world. As I said before the break, consider that according to the Pentagon itself, the military has 860 bases in 41 foreign countries. And on the planet, the blue little marble in the sky, that's 20% of all the nations on Earth. But this figure is certainly too low. It leaves out bases in Afghanistan, Iraq, Israel, Kosovo, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Qatar, Uzbekistan. Chalmers Johnson, in The Sorrows of the Empire, argues that The true number is probably closer to 1,000 bases in perhaps more than 50 nations, unlike during the Cold War, when it was possible to learn the specifics about American bases in foreign lands. Today, much of the jurisdictional information is classified, and so we sometimes don't know matters as elementary as which nation owns a particular base in a particular country. Military bases are a big part of it, but not the whole story. American troops, once again, according to the Pentagon, are currently being stationed in 135 nations of the world. This is 70% of the world's nations. Not all of these places have large numbers of troops. It's true, but many do. And the point is, they're there. Today we are told that this is in order to defend and advance the noble cause of globalization. This is only part of the truth. In reality, empires are taken and defended in order to win great prizes for those few who are powerful enough to make money from them. This was true with Rome, it was true with Britain, and it's true with America today. Globalization is a game with winners and losers, and you can be sure that America's policymakers, as distinct from the American people, intend to be the winners. Since World War II, America has pursued a grand imperial strategy to stake out the globe. Today, the strategy wears the scantiest of veils. The America's leaders now talk openly of full-spectrum dominance. These bureaucrats we're taking over the world. U.S. Empire circa 2003. Meanwhile, a profound but silent national security revolution has transformed America. It is silent because there is still no former acknowledgement of any real change, as long as the external appearances are the same, ergo President, Congress, Supreme Court, etc., etc. Most people continue to live under the delusion that things are the same when, in fact, they are entirely different. More than three decades ago, Gil Scott Heron sang, "The revolution will not be televised." He was right. It wasn't. Criminal globalization. But, as I suggested at the beginning of this article, the demands of empire are only part of the problem. The death in the American Republic is clearly a book-length subject, so I will content myself to mention some of the other culprits more briefly before moving on to my main theme. There is this creepy interconnection of most of these villains. There is, for instance, the unsettling confluence of the major financial institutions of the world, the major groups of organized crime, and numerous intelligence agencies from around the world, all carving up the globe in the name of privatization. Behind all of this is the unsettling evidence that the elite powerful interests and families do indeed exercise dominant power behind the scenes of our public institutions, and that is being done on an international scale. Most Americans live in mindless autopilot of self-imposed ignorance. Americans have lived on a mental autopilot for long enough. Every day, millions of children mindlessly recite a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. Do they know what a republic is? Do the adults who teach them know? Do you? The word once had meaning for all Americans, but those days are long gone. Today we hear nothing about such things as republican institutions, and even less discussion about what structures of real power have actually evolved in the United States, and indeed throughout the world. I'm not sure what exactly we should be calling this new government, but it isn't a republic, nor is it particularly democratic. Has fascism taken over the effect governance of the United States? One certainly hears a lot these days about American fascism. Certainly commentators like to point out fascism was a distinct historical development that evolved from a European wreckage after World War I. Some maintain that to call what is happening in America fascism is a disservice to those who lived under Hitler, Mussolini, or other dictators. It's true that there are major differences here today with certain features of those regimes. For one, the current regime is not as in-your-face about it as, say, Hitler was. There has been no openly acknowledged coup d'etat to which one can refer, but the changes to America have been profound. What I believe is that the Jacobinian-style revolutionaries who run America these days have learned an important lesson from the past. that the best revolutions are silent. Manage the media, manage other major institutions of power. I call this silent fascism. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Americans must wake up in a timely manner if they are to save America from a destructive, fascist, greed-driven agenda. The necessity of systemized UFO and other disclosure toward the renewal of American democracy, he says, but my main quarry herein is not, not on empire, not on covert influence of big money, not globalization, not the co-option of what was once an independent media, nor even fascism per se in America. There is another disease eating away at America. It is something that receives nearly no attention, even from those people who think and care about such quaint issues as democratic-oriented Republican virtue and freedom. He says, but the UFO topic has important political implications. We cannot afford to ignore them. One of these is the damaging effect UFO secrecy has had on our society. It's an issue that intimately affects public policy, national security, and our very freedom. And then he goes on to other subjects, freedom and self-governance. I think he was trying to point out here in his article that Well, the government has never been up front, and many people have speculated these are not little green men, but this is new aircraft and types of aircraft that they are building and testing. Would anybody have ever believed, ladies and gentlemen, that an SR-71 was a real plane? I doubt it very much. It looked like something out of the future. It looked like something a science fiction writer would do. But the plane was amazingly fast. Now, they've said that that plane has been retired. It's the fastest plane that ever flew in continued service. And some believe that it still does. He finishes out his story by saying, Americans elect a member of Congress with the idea that he or she will represent your interests with the nation's primary instrument of political power, the Congress, except that Congress has been made irrelevant by other centers of power or have been taken over by them. You get your news from television or your newspaper with the idea that the journalist on the other end is kind of a watchdog looking out for the public interest, except that the journalist is working for a corporation which itself is antithetical to the public interest. Unseen structures of power have evolved over previous generations, advancing sometimes slowly, sometimes with dramatic suddenness, but most people lack the conceptual means by which to understand what is happening. As bad as things look today, I retain hope for the post, he says, disclosure world. I retain a faith, yes, I guess it's a faith, in the value of truth over all things. A statement by my favorite writer, Leo Tolstoy, hangs before me every day. The one thing necessary in life, as in art, is to tell the truth. I cannot believe that a society based on the foundational lie can be better than the one based on foundational truth. That, ladies and gentlemen, was in the Canadian National Newspaper. So evidently, in Canada, they know exactly what's going on here in America. But most Americans don't know what's happening here in America because they're too busy watching their news, reading their newspapers, full of editors, both in the electronic media and in print, are selectively removing the truth so you cannot hear it, you cannot see it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the very essence why we are here. Let me go to Bill in Alaska. Hello, Bill.
Hello, John. Greetings from Alaska.
How you doing up there?
I'm doing good. We're getting a little cold, though. It's about getting ready to go down about 10 below.
I'm sorry. It's 80 here in Central Texas.
You're killing me.
I'm telling you.
I was calling to compliment you on your new website.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That just went up about an hour ago.
Yes, I went in a couple of times, and I wasn't able to get in. And I went back in, and I looked at it, and I went, wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And since I always give you a hard time by email, I figured it was time to compliment you and to apologize, because I know you've been through a lot.
Well, you know what? It's nothing, though. And I, Bill, I've been thinking a lot about this lately, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It is nothing of yet of what is to come. This is just an exercise in discernment, an exercise in patience, an exercise in diligence, and an exercise in belief. And if we don't believe that we're all on the same page, striving for the same thing, then we'll remain fragmented and ineffectual.
Absolutely. You know, what do they say about the race? Don't go to the swift, it goes to the ones that hang in there.
That's right.
Well, I thank you for all your work and for putting up with all the grief. And, you know, what else can I say, John? Is there any chance? I have Nick's home number here.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any chance that he might possibly come back?
I'm not sure. That's a possibility, but I am not holding any breath. What we are doing is searching for other talk show hosts of equal or greater magnitude.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks again, John. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your call.
Take care.
All righty. Yeah, over the last couple of weeks, folks, it's kind of funny. The only negative stuff that I've gotten was from email. I'm not intimating here that Bill was one of those people. But it's amazing when people of how should I say, little conviction, or they do not wear truth as a shield. It's amazing how slithery they can get. I mean, it's just simply amazing. No guts. No guts at all. At any rate, enough of that negative stuff. Frank in Louisiana. Hello, Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Miller. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I enjoy listening to you, John. I hadn't heard you much over the last year because I lost track of you, but it's great to hear you again. Important work here that you're doing. I think one of the most important things that we can remember when we're dealing with the lawbreakers and with the American people for, I guess going on 3 years, have been called the District of Communists or the District of Criminals, which is a proper acronym for what they are, is we have to always remember this. In the Constitution itself, Article 6, Paragraph 2, it's called the Supremacy Clause. It says that all laws must be pursuant to the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Now, any time they write a law, whether it's an anti-gun law, an anti-tax law, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, all we have to do is say that is not pursuant to the Constitution. You have sworn an oath on the Holy Bible not to do that, and you just did it. You're a criminal. And when you speak to them in the law, you see, you catch them right away. They can't say anything, and you say, well, we are obligated now under Marbury versus Madison, one of the most important Supreme Court cases that ever was in this country. I heard former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, William Rehnquist, about 5 or 6 years ago on C-SPAN saying it was the fountainhead from which all our laws spring forth. Now, what Marbury versus Madison said was, quote, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void, close quote. And if we remember those two little things, that we are not subjects of unconstitutional laws of a two-party criminal monopoly, which has totally been controlled for the last 100 years by the ruling northeastern elitist, that's a great basis to start from. Now, I missed talking to you a couple of weeks ago. You had a nice guy on there talking about the taxing thing, and what I wanted to say about the taxes is that I'm gonna send you one page that's gonna blow your mind. In September 17th of 1787, the founding fathers put a taxing structure in the Constitution which nobody talks about. It's never been repealed, as Article 5 says. If you want to repeal something, you got to repeal it. They've been in violation of it since 1913 with the progressive income tax, which is the second plank of the Communist Manifesto. I've been fighting the IRS for going on 6 years now, and I've beat him every single time with this one-page paper that states all you need to know. And I need to send this to you so that you can have it for your files and get this thing out there and start attacking them strictly from the law itself, as you have been trying to do and many of your guests have been trying to do. But a lot of it is a lot more simplistic than people think. You can start getting into the U.S. Code, which you can, and the UCC code, which is all of our courts are commercial courts. They're contract courts.
Right.
And one of the things that the IRS agents, who really don't know anything, they just have a cheat sheet in front of them when you talk to them. One of the things they're always asking is, well, if you would just sign a 1040 form or a W-2 form or a W-4 form, we might be able to clear this up. I said, no. I said, those are contract courts. That's what they tell you ought to tell us. As soon as I sign that, I'm under contract.
Right.
I said, I'm under no obligation as a sovereign, and that's what I am under the law, Lansing versus Smith. I have all the rights previously given to the King of England. And then finally, when I tell them all the stuff I know, they say, well, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know all that stuff. I said, I know you're not. I said, but I'm sui juris. I know the law, and I just told it to you. And I started with the supreme law of the land. I go through the U.S. Code. Title 26 is what they come at you under. And I use it right back at them. And I go through UCC Code. Fifth Amendment is extraordinarily important in fighting the taxes. Because there's two words on the Fifth Amendment you never need to forget. One is due process. That means they have to prove jurisdiction, which Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 says they don't have. The other one is presentment under the Fifth Amendment. That means they, under UCC code, they have to make a certain way to present it, and they can't do it through a corporate structure because it's not even a man. And they says you have to have a man. So I want y'all to keep that in mind and keep up your good work. And
all right.
I'm going to have to get your address to send you a copy of this one-page thing for you to just take a look at and have.
I'll give you the address right now if you're ready to copy.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my I got my pen right here. Let me get my piece of paper.
All right. You can just simply, you ready?
Go ahead.
You can just simply send it to RBN, 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, that's two words, Round Rock, Texas,
okay.
78664.
78664.
Correctamundo.
Good deal, John.
Thank you, Frank.
And that's Suite 100.
That's Suite 100.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got a special guest coming up Wednesday. For various reasons, I'm not going to be announcing any of my future guests for the time being. Wayne in Calgary, Canada. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, John. How you doing?
My next guest waiting in the wings is Paul Fromm from your country. So, Wayne, make it brief.
Yeah. Well, in fact, last time we spoke when Ted Pike was on, I did quote several things from Paul Fromm. However, congratulations on getting your website up. I didn't know it had only gone up an hour ago.
Yeah, that's the brand new one. I like it much better.
Yeah, I love it as well. The other thing I want to remind your listeners about is to help support your station, of course. I'm a subscriber here in Canada.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Not at all. The other thing was that I just wanted to make a comment with reference to this empire. What happened was I just got back from Paris here, and I'll just read a very brief email I sent to a couple of friends, just indicating that I had visited the former palace called the Louvre, and some of the exhibits, but might add that you would see much more about the Renaissance period of the self-appointed sun god, Louis XIV, by looking up to the ceilings of this massive palace with their respective paintings and their Rococo gilded designs. The Palace of Versailles was even more garish and appalling given its over-the-top flamboyance. No wonder there was a revolt by the peasants when one sees the opulent display of decadence and ostentatiousness of this rape, pillage, and plundering monarch. May I suggest that had I been born in these times, I most likely would have been the instigator of the revolution.
You know, it's interesting, Wayne, that you're mentioning that, and I have been just recently looking at France, Louis XVI, Marie Antoinette, and you name it, and it's amazing to me. They are doing the same thing here in America, but you know what they're calling it here? Success.
Well, I thought I'd read that. It sort of fell into the empire stuff, and as I said, you know, I couldn't believe what I saw, and all of a sudden I thought, these poor peasants, and what the hang, has anything changed?
Nothing.
I don't think so.
No, I don't. The nature of mankind, and I've said this many times, Wayne, when the founding fathers penned the documents that started this country, they were using lamp oil, whale oil. They were using quill pens. They were using ink wells. Now we got ballpoint pens and fluorescent and incandescent lights. But what has not changed, and that is the nature of man.
Unfortunately, John, unfortunately.
That is true. Wayne, thank you so much for your call, my friend.
Okay, thank you kindly.
All right. Without further ado, I have Paul Fromm online. Good afternoon, Mr. Fromm.
Good afternoon.
I appreciate you coming up. Your association, the Canadian Association for Free Expression, up in Rexdale, Ontario, you have been following what has been going on with Ernst Zundel, as many of us have, and I have done a series of programs with the Reverend Ted Pike, which is just about the spearhead here in America, talking about the hate crime laws. It's in effect in Germany. It's in effect in Canada. They're trying to affect it here in America. It is. They tried to pass it six times before. Well, we just defeated it just last month, 6 weeks ago. It's already hot off the presses and back in the hands of our Congress critters in the United States Congress.
Well, I know Reverend Pike very well, and he's done just tremendous work on that, and he's drawn a lot on our experience up here in Cuba North. And it really is a, you know, I don't think many Americans realize just how in peril their freedoms are. You know, a lot of people, I think, take the First Amendment as an ironclad guarantee, and of course it probably is, and it should be, but the forces of repression are never rest. They're constantly looking for ways around it, and you know, you need only look at the restrictions we face up here, and they're far worse in Germany or Austria, to know what it's like to live in an unfree country, and I know Americans don't want to go there.
Well, we've been an unfree country for a while. The global elite has seen fit to buy up and control most of the outlets in this country for news, as they call it. And unfortunately, we don't have anybody that's willing to break that corporate-controlled veil and go against the power structure it be, in other words, to tell the truth.
Yes.
Could you imagine Rush Limbaugh coming on 600 radio stations tomorrow on air, proclaiming much of what we talk about on this network, some of the subject matter you're involved with? I don't think that would happen.
Somehow I don't think so either.
All right. Paul, do me a favor. Hang on a second. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back with Paul Fromm, ladies and gentlemen, from Canada, just out of a conference up there, the Canadian Association for Free Expression. The bedrock, ladies and gentlemen, of this great republic, and it's being threatened. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Why truth is hated and suppressed in a declining civilization. The Galileo effect. Truth is sacrosanct, is claimed by citizens whether their society is waxing or waning. But in the declining mode, it is hatred and suppressed. It is hated and suppressed, I should say, winning only persecution for the honest. This is the Galileo effect, where those who dare contradict a popular delusion find their message ignored while their person is attacked. They are condemned for the crime of heresy, which truth has no defense, as Galileo discovered, being forced to deny the earth circled the sun to avoid execution. I am surprised, Mr. Fromm, that they haven't suggested that Ernst Zundel, for practical purpose to demonstrate to the world that let's not lock this guy up in jail for 5 years, let's just shoot him to send the public a message.
Well, I think it's... you know, that may not be as facetious as a suggestion as it may sound. It's only that the European Union doesn't have capital punishment. There are certainly people. I've read some of the hysterical, hate-filled stuff coming out of Zionist spokesman. For instance, the executive director of the Canadian Jewish Congress, a fellow who's been our opponent for years, a fellow named Bernie Farber, was quoted in the Globe and Mail as saying... Now that we've got Zundel, Ahmadinejad is next. I thought, you know, that's the road to madness. I mean, it's one thing in a vassal state like Germany that has never even been given a peace treaty since the Second World War, with a government that's totally enthralled to the Zionists. It's one thing for them to do it. Once they have Ernst Zundel in their clutches, as they did as of March the 3rd, 2005, sure, we knew he was going to, you know, he probably would get the max. It's going to be another thing, though, for them to try to take down the president of Iran. But that's the type of crazy talk that's going around. There is such a hatred of open public discussion. I've been involved, and we're now in a big battle up here over freedom of speech on the internet. We have a human rights legislation, the sort of type of thing Reverend Pike talks about, which makes it a discriminatory practice to communicate repeatedly on the internet any material that is likely to expose the privileged groups to hatred or contempt, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation. They don't have to prove that anybody actually felt any hatred or even contempt for these groups. It's just what might likely be. So we're challenging the Constitution on this, and it's hard to believe the ongoing farce. The government has a witness in today who's was a big noise for years with the League for Human Rights of B'nai B'rith. And she's a Dr. Karen Mock. She's a child psychologist, and she defines hate all over the landscape. It's really just whatever you don't like is hate. A hate crime, it's not exactly as in the criminal code. It's really, you know, if you're upset. And she's very big on victimology and you know, trying to get a hold of what these people are saying. It's like trying to grasp jelly. Their so-called experts really would criminalize anything they didn't like.
I was just going to make that point. That is the danger that we face, that anything that they arbitrarily think is a threat to a person, to an ideology, to expression, whatever the case may be, they are now deciding what you can say. And eventually, what you can say, if you can preempt that, you can change the thought process. So it's also what you think.
Oh, exactly. They want to basically bend your brain in order to impose their multiculturalism. She's a big multiculturalist. To impose multiculturalism and ultimately the new world order, where we'll all simply be living on a global plantation.
Hold that thought, Paul. We've got to take the top of the hour break.
Okay.
We'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, the hate crime laws, they're looking to pass them in the District of Criminals. We'll be right back.